Have you read of Baba?
He just finished God Man and Avatar. Listen, humanity, and God speaks, discourses.
All your labor will be thousandfold compensated if you 100% love Baba. There is no one greater. He is the highest of the high. The only power that balances absolute God with eternal illusion. Even the perfect master, after he drops his body, he severs his connection with illusion. He has got nothing to do with illusion. And God is God whom the whole world worships with folded hands. That God in the abstract is not connected with illusion. But another aspect of the same God, who is the avatar, who activizes God, he is ever linked with the illusion, and it is he who has to dispose of and answer the prayers offered by the whole humanity. Same God, but another aspect. So all our labors can be thousandfold or even more compensated if we offer to him directly than through other means. Anything done in the name of God, eventually he has to dispose of, because he is ever linked with the illusion. The avatar is ever linked with the illusion. There is no other power, no other entity, no soul who is ever linked with illusion. Avatar, whether in body or out of body, is ever linked with illusion. Even without body, he is linked up with illusion. Even the perfect master, who enjoys the same state of consciousness as the avatar, does not maintain his link, his connection with illusion. When he drops the body, he becomes completely disconnected. It is only the avatar who comes down once between 700 and 1400 years that he maintains his connection with the illusion. He was the first soul to become God realized. And that is why he is called the avatar. And there are no two avatars. There is only one avatar. He was the same as Zoroaster, as Rama, Krishna, Buddha, Christ, and Muhammad, and Meher Baba. Have you read the small booklet Baba has given, Highest of the High? You must read that. Somebody should give him that book.
It's in Listen Humanity, part of it. So he's read that part.
You read that part where Baba, in his own words, says who he is. No yogi, no mahatma, no rishi, no muni. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Much obliged. No yogi, no rishi, no muni, no mahatma, no saint, no sant, no perfect master is equal to him. Perfect master enjoys the same experience as the avatar enjoys. But for the matter of work and authority, the avatar is far too greater. Perfect master does the work during his lifetime and passes off. The avatar goes on coming and coming because of his compassion for humanity. And to be linked up with the avatar is something like being linked up with a man who can fly you in a jet plane, 1,000 miles an hour. And to go on one's own, or making some yogi a guru, or some rishi a guru, some muni a guru, it is just like walking with him, or probably going in a horse carriage, or at the most going in an automobile. It takes a long time. In your case, keeping silence is not bad, but it should be linked up with Baba all the time, whole of it, nothing on your own. Dedicate everything to him and then see the result. Have you read God Speaks? You must have read many other books. You want to continue this silence? I have been asked to speak a few words about Baba's work and the meetings that take place here, similar to the meetings that take place everywhere in all the centers all over the world where Baba has got centers. Please give a little way.
Also, sometimes people think we're too ritualistic because we meet, you know, every Sunday, and because we want to do the prayers every time, you know. Some may think we're too ritualistic.
All of us who are assembled here today are Baba lovers, or maybe a few of them may be only Baba admirers. Since we call ourselves Baba lovers or Baba admirers, we have to express our love. The love should be expressed. The love should be brought down into our action. The best way one can express his love for Baba is to obey him and to serve him. To serve him means to serve humanity, to serve human beings. Now, coming together, attending Baba meetings is really very essential. Why? Because when we come together, we of course organize something, some programs, and we become helpful to others. Helping somebody with money, helping somebody with material means, or giving him material happiness, is not the only help that a man gives. Of greater importance is the help that he gives by showing somebody the way to come to Baba, who is the highest of the high. He has declared himself to be the world, to the world, as the avatar of the age. Now, coming, one can individually also work, but one working individually is really very, very different than all coming together and doing the work. Doing work unitedly is much more effective, can be widespread, than an individual doing work in his own way. Now, for the matter of conducting these meetings here, anything and everything can be taken up. Baba has not laid any restrictions as to the meetings being conducted in this way or that way. It may be a discourse of Baba explained. Fundamentally, there should be prayers. The prayers given by Baba has a great importance. During his lifetime, Baba said, anyone who offers these prayers stand to receive his blessings. So this prayer is not a ritual. Anything, even raising my hand like this, or our coming here talking to you today, can also be looked upon as a ritual. What is a ritual? One has to understand what is a ritual. Ritual is not what we utter or what we say, but ritual is a thing which is day after day repeated mechanically, without a thought of any seriousness about it or any love about it. It's a mechanical repetition. Anything that is mechanically repeated becomes a ritual. So under no circumstances anybody should look upon the prayers of Baba, the Parvardigar prayer and the repentance prayer, as being considered a ritual. Not at all. It is not a ritual. It's a prayer with Baba's love in it. It has a life in it. And Baba has given this during his lifetime has a great, very great importance. A minute ago, I was just explaining to Mr. George the silence he is observing by himself and the silence that was given by Baba to somebody. Actually, silence is not really important. More important is the fact given silence by anyone. The person is who gives the silence, his instructions, obedience to his wishes is much more important than observing silence. There are many yogis who also observe silence. Observing silence is not bad, but observing silence on one's own and observing silence because it has been instructed by Baba or desired by Baba has a greater significance. Baba himself observed silence for 43 years. But his silence was a very different thing. Everyone who observes silence, he observes for his own spiritual progress. Baba observed silence, it was not for his progress at all. He was already perfect. He was God. He was God come into human form. So for him, meditation or silence or privations or fast, although he underwent all this, it had a different meaning altogether. It was done in a different context altogether. It can never be compared by the same thing done by you or me or anybody else. However, these the observance of this has got its own effect, relative effect. But really, observance of these as instructed by the perfect master or the avatar has got a greater value. So I was just explaining, Mr. George, that all you do will be thousandfold compensated if you were to be resigned completely, of all your actions to be resigned to the will and wish of Baba and love him with all your heart. So again I say, coming together in meetings, attending the meetings, doing Baba work is really very essential and important. I love Baba. I love Baba, of course, everybody loves Baba. Individually, he loves Baba, he keeps himself satisfied. But the love that we have for Baba should be useful to others also. It has a double purpose to be served. It has a greater purpose to be served. And Baba says, I am in all. I am in every human being, in every soul. So coming together in meetings, offering prayers about Baba, discoursing about Baba, talking about Baba, you see, it becomes really very helpful. And by enlarging the number of persons, you see, you become so much helpful. That is a way of an excellent service. And that is the reason during his lifetime also, Baba encouraged such meetings to take place. He encouraged the centers to come up. Now in India, we have in the state of Andhra, every practically 15 days a new center comes up. And we say, we just find in the beginning there are just a handful number of persons. And within a year or so, we see that large gatherings take place. And for the matter of Baba's birthday, when the birthday is 75th or 76th anniversary, consecutively for 76 days, they hold programs at various other places. Not at one place, maybe at the center a few times, but at all over the different places they go on holding the programs. So really, this is not the ritual at all. Anything that is given by Baba, endorsed by Baba, wished by Baba, it has a new life in it. It has a spirit in it. It is not ritual. Ritual is that which is repeated mechanically. You see, it becomes so mechanical, the man waits for a certain time, he is bound by certain impressions that he has got to perform and go through and finish up with it. And he does it mechanically and forgets about it. That is really a ritual. Otherwise, we won't be able to do anything and everything that we do, the talk we give, the discourses we comment upon, the prayers we... You see, everything is not ritual at all. You see, you have to understand and interpret very correctly what ritual means and what Baba meant by rituals. Why did Baba allow the prayers to be sung, bhajanas to be sung, songs to be sung in his presence and even in the centers? Why did he do that? He did not say this. All the performances of all these is really ritual at all. Otherwise, anything and everything can be ritual. Even raising my hand like this will also be, you can dub it down to a ritual. So ritual is not the act, the performance of the act itself, but it is the spirit behind it. If there is a spirit, if there is a life, if there is love in it, and if it's not a mechanical repetition, then of course it's not a ritual at all. And most important are the two prayers given by Baba. Baba, you see, these I would put it in this way. Anybody who repeats these two prayers every day, at home or in the meetings, I think he has the stamp. He gets the visa of a free passage wherever Baba goes to go there. It is quite true. It is absolutely true. But many a times we have seen Baba giving indications about this. And the prayer is most universal prayer. It has been given, dictated by him in 1953 in a place called Dehradun in the north of India. And this is, anybody who thinks this prayer is to be ritual, then he must stop speaking and go on observing silence alone. Because anything and everything can be dubbed down as a ritual. Anybody has to ask any question about this? Yes?
I think it was a couple of years ago. Loudly. Baba, a couple of years ago, Baba said something about it was not necessary to repeat it out loud daily or something like this. The Murshida up in San Francisco mentioned this.
Pardon? That was for a specific occasion he has allowed. That has again a specific significance when Baba said for a certain number of days the prayer should be recited. It was under special circumstances Baba has said. But in a general way Baba had said, that anybody who offers this prayers has his blessings, he makes himself receptive to his blessings. This is a different thing. What you are saying is for a specific period of time, Baba had said about repeating this, reciting these prayers, audibly or inaudibly, whatever you say, whatever the instructions were, that was pertaining to a specific period of time instructed by Baba. You see, this is a, one thing, and you, what you say is quite different. Any other questions?
But meditation in the meetings, a period of silence, I like to do this, but a lot of people say, well, that's ritual. Uh-huh. I think to be silent, to hear, feel Baba's love.
Now, I will tell you, in India, there are a few centers. Who to begin with? Just begin with a little silence. It may be of a minute or a 2 minutes or at the most 5 minutes. It should not be very long silence, because anything that tires out a man, supposing you like silence, I like silence, so many others do not like. And if you force them to observe silence, then of course they do it most unwillingly. And when they observe silence, let their silence be, their thoughts be all concentrated on Baba, even for a minute, then observe silence for half an hour and his mind goes on wandering everywhere. You see. So silence is really, it is very good. There are many centers. They just begin by observe, first of all, either they offer prayers and then observe silence for 2 minutes, then begin the other program. Or to begin with, they observe silence for 2 minutes, offer prayers, then continue the other program, maybe of a discourse or of any singing or of any lecture or of any anything the center people sit together and decide upon. Any other questions about this?
Yes. You would say what's important then is the manner in which it's done.
Hmm?
You would say then that the importance is in the manner in which it's done. If it's done with spirit, then it would be good. If it's done as a dry ritual because it's supposed to be done, then it would be a ritual.
Hmm.
Right?
Yes.